Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander. I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
I sure am. Hi, everybody.
Hi. And Barbara, being this is your series, why don't you tell us about the guest you have today?
Okay. We are continuing our very popular Playboy Playmate series. And today we have the beautiful Miss July 1987, Carmen Berg. Hi, Carmen.
Hi, guys. Hi, Barbara. Hi, Jonathan. I'm so excited to talk with you.
Oh, we're so glad to have you. Yeah. And I was talking to Carmen right before we went on the air and saying, you know what, she's one of the ones that I got to know. And she's such a lovely person. And it was so weird because it seems like every time I'd go out in Beverly Hills, I'd see you. And you were out too. Are you so
true?
Yeah.
Well, not now with COVID, right? We're all locked inside, especially here in L.A. But before that, I love to be out. I love to be around people. And especially I'm married and my husband and I, we both like that. We go out, chit-chat with people. It's great for networking. I do real estate, great way to meet people too. Plus, to
oh,
be
that's
out
what
and
I was going to say. And you have your own real estate company. Is it called Carmen Berg Real Estate?
I'm actually an agent with Coldwell Banker, and I'm part of a large team, the Valerie Fitzgerald Group, where we're just blowing up even now with COVID. We're the number one team at Coldwell Banker during this crazy time. So I'm loving
it. Oh, yeah. And some things are doing better. Unfortunately, you know, of course, we're very sad about people getting sick and dying, but some businesses are flourishing. So that is positive, and I'm so glad to hear that. Very glad.
Thank you. So, thank you.
Yes. Right, Johnny? Don't be
right.
Quiet, Johnny. We want your
no,
questions
I don't.
Today,
I mean,
too.
I do think that there's going to be a vaccine very soon, so that's going to be interesting.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, all I know is everything that was on sale for Black Friday and Cyber Monday was lipstick because no one's buying it. We can't wear it with the mask. So.
I know. That bugs me.
Stock up.
Because you, oh, my gosh. I want people to see my lips. And what about the plastic ones, though? The plastic ones that cover, why are people not wearing those more?
I don't know. See, maybe they don't feel
they look really weird.
They do look weird. Plus, we want to be safe.
Yeah.
I have that mask on the minute I walk out until I get home. COVID.
Oh, me too. No, me neither. Okay, so let's get to it. The first question for our Playboy Playmate of the Month is, Carmen, how did you become a Playmate Centerfold?
Oh, my gosh. Do we have hours? It's a very interesting tale. I'm originally from Bismarck, North Dakota, and I have to say I'm still the only Playboy Playmate from North Dakota, you know, but there is only a population of 600,000. Yes, in the whole state. So
now, when are you have great skin? Sorry to interrupt, but I know it gets really very cold there. It's not like a sunny state. And you have the most beautiful skin because of that. Aren't you glad?
Oh, yes. It preserves you, the cold weather, maybe.
It really does. Okay, so Bismarck, and then all of a sudden, and you decide to be a Playmate. How did that happen?
I was looking at Playboy magazines and how beautiful the women are, and I thought, I want to be one of those. And I had my boyfriend at the time shoot some Polaroids, because it was Polaroids back in the day, and I mailed them off. And I was just so shocked. Within a week, I came home, and there was a message that PEI or PIE, I don't remember what the name of the corp was back in the day.
PEI, I remember. Playboy Entertainment Incorporated, something like
that. Right. There was a message from that company. I was like, who is this? And I called, and they answered Playboy. I thought I was going to fall down with the phone. And it just happened so quick. They said, we want to fly you out to Chicago. At the time, it was Chicago, and do a test shoot. And they set everything up. I felt like the princess flying into O'Hare, being picked up in the limousine. And, you know, they whisked me off to right down by Playboy offices right there on Lakeshore Drive and stayed at a beautiful hotel. It was such an amazing experience. But then the next day, they get me all ready, all hair, makeup, and everything. And I got cold feet. I couldn't come out of the bathroom.
You did?
I've been always so kind of shy back then and quiet. So they had to coax me out. And once I got out and we started taking photos, I was just so in my mode. I loved that. And we did the photo shoot, got me back to North Dakota, and supposedly we were going to move ahead with being a Playmate. And we started shooting. I was back in Chicago for a long time with the lovely Pompeo Posar.
Okay. Because I was going to ask you who was shooting you. Not Richard Bagley, but Pompeo.
Yes. And Pompeo made it happen for me because there was a little time after my initial test where they were kind of going back and forth. And I started modeling in Chicago, just regular modeling. And I ran into Pompeo on the street and he said, oh, you'd make a great Playmate. Come and test. And I said, I have tested and it keeps going back and forth. And after he shot me, I was in. He just does
a
beautiful
story.
Work.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
the best.
Okay, but when you did the test, who shot that?
David Meese, who's still a dear friend of mine. I love David.
He's good, too. He's amazing, too.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot was Pompeo shot me in a studio setting. You know, we had the full-on professional hair, makeup, you know, the whole routine.
Yes. But what was the test like? Because I thought that was supposed to be the day of hair and makeup in a mansion they choose and like a regular Playboy shoot. Was it not like that?
Very, very simple. We shot at a small condo. It was, you know, very without a stylist and we had the hair and makeup done at the Playboy offices and then we went over and shot. So I think all of that plays into it, you know, especially after many years of being in the modeling industry. We know how important hair, makeup, and lighting. So all of you guys out there, remember when you're looking at your women, put them in the right hair and makeup and lighting. You might be surprised, right?
Right. Well, I wish I had great lighting following me around everywhere I went. Because, you know, you're out you don't know how you're looking.
Right.
Natural, beautiful lighting. But Pompeo, I never shot with him. I think by the time I came along, he wasn't really doing it much anymore. But then I was going to the offices on Sunset. So it was a different story. But when you went into Chicago, you didn't get to meet Hef yet, right? Because he was living in Beverly Hills.
He was already out in California, so I dealt with everybody in the Chicago office and loved everybody there. They also
Me
had
too.
A modeling agency.
You Did know, they get you with that before you came out as a playmate? Did they get you working before?
They did. I did. They booked me for a lot of different great clients, and I even did a stint as a bunny up at the club. that
oh,
was
awesome.
Great, you know. Yes,
oh,
because
I
you know how
it
is. It's so much fun. It takes a little while between the time when they shoot and when you actually come out. So they said, why don't you become a bunny? And we tried to have me do the food service and everything. That bunny dip is not that easy.
Did they put you through that whole bunny education of, you know, they train
yes.
you? Did they do that? How long is that?
I went. It was a couple weeks. And I ended up being a door bunny because I guess I failed at the dipping routine. So
it's not
so
even about that, though, Carmen. I could not. I tried to be a waitress when I was really young. I mean, it's just not for everybody, you know. I'm more social like you. And, you know, I'd rather work at the door way more than try to serve cocktails and remember all of that. And so it was really
right.
a full-on job as a bunny at the Chicago Bunny Club?
Yes, right there on Lincoln
wow.
Park. Great memories. I wish I would have more photos. I just have a few from that era. I had a baby blue bunny costume and blue
shoes to
match.
To match your
eyes. Seems like yesterday.
It really does.
Yeah.
But the baby
yeah.
blue is perfect for you because you're so blonde with the big blue eyes. It's perfect, that color for you. And did you get to keep that bunny costume?
No, I wish I could. I was able to keep my tail, and unfortunately, somehow that disappeared from my apartment. Someone must have nabbed that. All that
now,
was
don't
memorabilia.
All playmates get don't all Playboy Playmates get a bunny bunny necklace? Or like some Playboy
yes.
necklace?
Yes,
okay.
we do.
Do you still have it, Carmen?
I still have it. I still have it. And I also have the necklace that I was awarded. I can't remember what year that was. It was like 1997. That I don't know if you were there, Barbara, at that Playmate of the Year luncheon or when we celebrated an anniversary. And
which
I still have that necklace. It's a beautiful platinum and diamond and sapphire, one of a kind from Scott K. Jewelry.
I don't know. What was the anniversary?
My goodness, I have to refresh my memory. What if it was 1997? I can't remember what the event was for that I was given it.
Well,
for.
I didn't get what you're talking about, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But good for you.
Yes, it was very, very nice. And
okay,
I have wonderful pictures.
I want to know. Because I did my shooting in the West Coast, and you did in Chicago,
right.
and I have a lot of questions about that. So then they decided, okay, Pompeo, you ran into him when you were on a modeling job, and you told him what was happening. He went back, talked to them, and then what happened? Were you called back in to shoot more?
Yeah.
Or change the centerfold,
yes.
or what?
We
yeah.
shot a different style centerfold, and Pompeo said, you know, I envision you very clean, simple. I was all excited thinking it was going to be lingerie and garters and all of that back in the day. But he says, no, I want it super simple. Nothing at all, just a white bathrobe. Okay.
I'm looking you up right now. I've got the 1987 open here, and I have the book.
Okay.
And I'm looking up your centerfold because I want to see this white robe centerfold. And I will tell you if it's simple.
Which book do you have?
Okay, this book is called Playboy, The Complete Centerfold, 1953 to 2016.
Ooh. It's oh, my God.
The brown one.
Okay.
Yep.
I never received one of those. I'm very curious. That would be great. That has everything. So now you see the white robe and nothing else, right?
Wait, I still am. I'm searching through. I have to. I'm very careful with my book. And,
yes.
Well, I received one of these books from Playboy. There was a Sun special signing, right? A couple years ago, right before I moved, I remember we came in and were signing this new one because it was special because they got rid of the non-nude Playmates out of it. They're like, we don't want that. They said, so now we made a new one, just back with the nude. So I bought my first big brown book, and it's out there. If you look it up, maybe Amazon, but I remember I was at a store. A really nice, like, Fred Siegel. Fred Siegel is where
okay.
I bought mine. Mm-hmm. But that was years ago. But it's out there, and I highly recommend that you get it. I mean, obviously, it's so fun to look at, and it's just
right.
Everybody out there listening, it's just basically the centerfold. Each page is the centerfold, and it's big, and it's just gorgeous to look through. Okay, I'm still looking for you. Okay. Oh, I remember. Okay. Wow. Good job, Pompeo. Oh,
yes.
Gorgeous. You know, and I know why he said, keep it simple, we don't need much, because I know for a fact they would have to cover up body parts on people that weren't perfect, and it's a compliment that the less you have on, that's a compliment to you. Because you were perfect head to toe.
Oh, thank
now,
you. Thank you so much.
I want to read something here that I read about you. It says here, one of the things that my personality I'd like to change about me is my shyness. Coming from Playboy, I'm a loving person, but my shyness makes it difficult for me to express feelings sometimes, and I think that's held me back. Do you remember when you said that?
Yes, I do. I do. I definitely do. And I was extremely shy. And I would have to say that it's really only been the last 15 years that I have been able to come out of that. And I attribute it a lot to my husband giving me confidence and strength to speak up. I also think it's just I'm a very spiritual person, and I do a lot of journaling and meditation, and I really feel like I'm more confident in myself to share that with people, and it's reaped me tons of rewards back. People giving out positive energy, it just comes right back. That's what I find.
Oh, yeah. Oh, us too, because we are really into positivity. In our other shows, we have a lot of people like that with self-help, meditation, manifestation, all of that. And you know what? Me too, though. People are surprised because they don't think I'm shy, but I used to be so shy. And Playboy, first of all, helped me a lot with that. But then there's another
right.
level, like an onion that you're unpeeling, and that is working on the show with Johnny for a year and a half now. You know, I'm talking every single day. So I have broken a lot of barriers with shyness.
That's amazing. Thank you, Johnny, yes, for helping us all out.
Yeah. Yes. But, I want to get back to the centerfold because I'm looking at it, and I find these centerfolds quite amazing. They spend one full day on a pose test, 5 full days on shooting the actual centerfold with that exact same pose. Am I correct?
Right. Yes, yes. It is ingrained in you. I can jump up and go into that pose even how many decades later, because it's true, you spend day after day in that pose.
Yep. And the sink, okay, it's a bathroom setting. There's a old-fashioned, like, vintage kind of sink. But the sink is, like, below your hips. Now, that is not normal. You know what I mean? So,
right.
Was that to make it, like, you look taller? Or, I mean, was that an issue? Did you ask, like, why is this pink, like, so low?
It was because they wanted me to have a lean. If you notice, there's a little lean to my body. I'm
mm-hmm.
to one side. So they
yep.
felt that that would create that. And I still remember Pompeo always telling me to twist my shoulders a little this way, that way. He had a light that he wanted to be right between my two breasts. And he'd always keep me in that spot.
Oh, I must say, I don't want to be rude or any disrespect. I don't want to be disrespectful, but oh my gosh, you have the most beautiful breasts I have ever seen.
Oh,
I don't ever say that,
you.
Right, Johnny? I never say that,
no,
do I,
don't.
Johnny? Oh my gosh, everybody, you got to go check out Carmen Bird, Miss July 1987's centerfold. I mean, really? And just obviously natural. You're young. How old were you when you shot Playboy?
I was 23 when I shot.
Very young. Okay, and when you were
yeah.
saying that you were looking through Playboys and you said, I want to be one of those. How old were you when you first saw your first Playboy?
I think it was about 19 or 20, and I was at a party with a bunch of people, and these guys had Playboys back in the day. Remember how they'd have them all out on their coffee table, and I picked one up, and I'm looking through that, and that's just what sparked me on. And what I found is that was one thing where I knew I wanted to become a Playboy Playmate, and it's a good example of how when you really set your mind to something, you achieve it. And
yep.
I didn't let up, and I saw myself as that girl on that page, and I made that happen. And I realized throughout life, when I put that energy and force into something, it happens. So
mm-hmm.
Carmen,
you know what is so funny about what you just said, and Johnny? You know when you're at the Thanksgiving table and you go around and you say what you're grateful for?
Right.
I said, I am for the realization that manifestation really does work, because it
so
changed
true.
My life.
Yes, yes. So true.
Yes.
That.
We're very similar with our way of thinking, with positivity and manifestation and meditation. It's so important to empty your brain, because we have so much going on and all those little negative things that are just a waste of time to even think about. Get them out, so then it's empty for all of the good and the positive. And that's what you do. And you have such great energy every time I see you, and especially with your husband. Now, it's
thank
been
you.
10 years, right? Yes.
Yeah.
And I knew you before yeah. when you were married to the other one.
Yeah.
And
yeah. you're
like kind of a different person.
I'm just the married girl, I guess. I really love relationship. And, you know, unfortunately, the first marriage did not work out. But that didn't stop me. And it's just a good lesson with whatever. You know, you hit one door, you just on going, and because I kept on going, I found the most amazing man, that we're just so connected, and each day it's better and better.
Yep, and you guys look gorgeous together. Very nice man. So that's wonderful. Okay, so
yeah,
you've shot the centerfold, correct? And then
yes,
sometimes they hold you for a few months because they want you to be July or December or whatever month. And
right.
how many months after it was all completed and they said, okay, you're going to be one, did you have to wait for it to hit the shelves?
Oh, my goodness. I think I had to wait about 5 or 6 months. And you feel like you have this secret inside of you, and you can't really tell anyone because they think you're crazy if you told them, oh, I'm going to be a Playboy Playmate. You're just
well, you might as well
just
give them the surprise.
Right.
The impact is a lot more impactful to wait.
Right. And then after I became a Playboy Playmate, you know how it is. You're just nonstop travel, shows, signing. And at that time, they sent us out to L.A. to shoot our video for 1 week. And that's the first time I ended up at the mansion after I already shot my centerfold and everything was when I was shooting my video.
Okay, good. So then you were able to stay there and meet Hef. And I want to know, what was that like, the first time you went up to the mansion and met him?
It was wild because, remember, we were just talking about how shy I was back then. So they, for everybody listening, they have a separate little house for the bunny on the property. And I was given a room at the little bunny house, and there were, I think at that time, probably 3 or 4 other girls there. And I was just, oh my God, so scared and nervous and everything. And the other girls were getting dressed. They were going to go to the main house for dinner. And I just wanted to stay in the room. And then the security guard came to me and he was like, "What? Why aren't you coming up for dinner?" And I said, "Oh my God, I'm so afraid. I don't want to have to sleep with somebody." And he started laughing at me. You know, he's like, "Carmen, no, this is your family. You don't have to do anything you don't want to." And that is so true about Playboy. Whether from the shoots or the...
That's so sweet, though, that you were nervous and about that, and that was in your mind, and oh my gosh, that is kind of funny. I didn't want to come out of the room either. Is it the cottage though that Barbie Benton said, "Hep, I want to call"?
Yes.
Okay, that's where I would always stay too.
Yes, remember how they had 2 big bedrooms, and in each one, they had 2 girls in each bedroom. It was so cute. I love that place.
Mm-hmm. So cute. And that was fun, too, because then you would be kind of off with the girls having fun. Sometimes you'd be in there alone. It depends on who was shooting. So did you enjoy that? And what playmate do you remember that you were with? And did you connect with any? Did you bond with a certain playmate?
You know, after the video, then there were several other times. I basically stayed at the mansion for about a month at one point, because I was doing a lot of promotions and traveling for Playboy. So at that time I met so many people. That was when I first came out, Hef was with Carrie. So I met Carrie, and then I was staying in one of the guest rooms and another girl showed up, and her name was Kimberly, so she was my roommate, and
no way.
We all know who Kimberly is, right?
No way. This is amazing. I want to hear this. What was she like?
So
this is Kimberly Conrad, correct?
Right.
Okay.
She is stunning, tall, skinny, beautiful. She showed up, and... roses were brought to the room for her from somebody, I don't know who. And then she says that, "I'm going up to the main house for dinner." And she got all dressed up. And that was the start of it all, guys. Then she became a detector. Not right. Yes.
I want to know the details, though, because, I mean, what did you observe? Did you see Hef look at her differently? Did you feel an energy there?
I did. He was very connected to her. And interestingly, Hef has always kind of gone after really light blonde, very light skin. When you look back over a lot of the girls that he was attracted to. But Kimberly had, at that point, you know, she's young. She had extreme confidence, and she carried herself amazing. She just, there was a presence when she walked in the room, and that just stole Hef's heart. I could see that.
Wow. I've never interviewed anybody where they had witnessed that and been, you know, rooming with her and how it all started. So from the very beginning,
tell
he
you
just
this.
Liked her. Wait, but he was with Carrie, though, right?
Well, that changed quickly. That did change quickly.
Oh,
and
gosh, how did she feel about that?
I don't, you know, I was, unfortunately, I think I was sent off to one travel where I missed a lot of the gossip and drama, but I do know that while I was sharing with Kimberly, she was not in the room. I had it to myself.
Oh my god!
So I don't know what was happening.
Oh no! And the cottage room? And she went. Didn't come back to the cottage room.
Yes, I know. That's
wow. She didn't. Hey, she knew what she wanted, probably.
That's right. But don't you remember the cottage, how great it was? They had these, you know, the phones, they're like retro now. You just pick it up. I'm hungry. It's 2 a.m. Can I have a burger and french fries? Boom, you got it.
I love it.
They need to get dry cleaned. Oh, no problem, Carmen. All of this. And then after the living at the mansion and you go get an apartment on your own, you're like, what? I'm hungry. Oh my God. I have to go to the grocery store, or I have to actually wash my own clothes. So it does spoil you.
But then you can always go up to the mansion for dinner or lunch. It was
right.
So we could drive up there anytime.
I love it. Remember how it used to be in the parties and the Sunday night movies? There was just, it really, what I always tell people is when I would go up, bring people up for different parties, Midsummer Night or anything, when we're pulling up there, I said, this is my family. My God, this family has been with me through career changes, husbands, everything. And they're still my family. And that's why it's so sad to not go up there anymore. It was some of the best times.
It really is. But thank goodness we came along when we did. So we had many, many years of that. Because some didn't have very many years of that.
Right, right.
Okay, so when you came up, it was still booming, fun, big, huge parties. He was with Carrie. What was her last name? She was a wild child type. This girlfriend he had, what was her last name? I forgot too.
Come on.
I never got to know her. But she was a playmate. And then Kimberly came, you saw that, and then he got married.
And then it changed.
So
right.
Then it changed. So you saw, were you disappointed? Because you're like, oh gosh, this was fun, and now it's just like more family-oriented. Or how long did it take the whole change to start happening?
Well, what I noticed for me at the time when I first was involved, the parties, my God, you know, everybody was there. All the celebrities, all the names. It was overwhelming for me. And I was, you know, the little girl in the corner sipping my 7-Up back in the day.
You didn't drink alcohol? Did you know?
No,
like champagne?
No, nothing.
Wow.
And I was the one that would go, I'd go get, because I'm Miss Midwest, I would go get the negligee. Do you remember those? The nightgown with the bathrobe over it. That was my look for the parties. I was so Miss Conservative.
Oh my gosh, Carmen, the first party I ever went to there, the Midsummer Night's Dream, I had the long black negligee with the long black robe over it that matched. And I went there, and then Marilyn Grabowski's like, Barbara, Okay, for the next party, come on over to the studios and pick out anything you want. And then she personally dressed me into this skimpy little gold number. And then I'm like, oh, okay, now I'm getting it.
Now I get it. Yeah.
They would do that. Yeah.
Right?
They would do that,
no.
though. Wow.
It,
everybody was so different.
The funny evolution of it all. And then how I looked at some of the pictures of the most recent parties, I became like the wild girl, how I was dressing, because, you know, as you get older and more confident, it's almost like, hey, you know, let's enjoy life and let's celebrate my sexuality, my body. You know, we're human. It's not going to be the most perfect body, but it's, why not enjoy? So I went from the negligee to the skimpy little thing. I had it backwards. I should. But it was amazing.
Okay.
And then, as you know, the progression, then half became married and the parties were more subdued. And I actually, at that point, moved back to Chicago and had my modeling career there. So I wasn't really coming out randomly. I'd come out for some parties. And then I moved back to LA in 97. And that was when he was back into all of the parties. And, you know, they were crazy amazing. I remember one of the last couple years party, I don't know if you were at that one, but it was Midsummer Night, and Pitbull was playing live at the Playboy Mansion.
Yes.
I was
that
like
was
in heaven
crazy.
Because my birthday's in August, and I was thinking, okay, this is my birthday party, and Pitbull's performing for me. How lucky am I? It was
yes. The
best time.
And I saw that. August 17th is your birthday.
Yes, yes. And always the Midsummer
Mine's
Night
August
party.
21st.
So we celebrate our birthday at the Midsummer Night's Party, one of the best parties ever, right?
Yes, but how great was it when then you were Miss July, and then right after that was your birthday month, and you felt like, that's my party. How great was that?
Right. That was amazing. Very very
oh,
fun.
Wow. So who was your favorite celebrity that you met there?
Oh, my gosh. So many. Isn't it hard to pick anybody? There was just, you know,
because I don't even know my favorite.
Everyone was so wonderful.
Charlie Sheen was he gave me a diamond and sapphire ring the first time I ever met him. So I would have to say at the mansion. So I would have to say he's my favorite.
See, look at the crazy life that we've all lived through the mansion. What it's given us, right? Where else can you go to a party and have a gift like that?
Totally.
We love Charlie.
But since you were such a good girl, you obviously have, I don't know, maybe not, an upbringing of nice parents, maybe conservative, I'm not sure. How did your mom and dad react to you? Did you tell them that you were testing?
No, I did not. And you're right. I was brought up very conservative, Catholic, remember, in a small community. I didn't tell them. And now when I look back, I wish I would have told them before. But they found out by the front page of the newspaper. So that was a shocker for them.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't even warn them.
No. But, you know, we're when you're young, you don't think things through. So, but they were quite taken back. And then that Sunday, you know, they went to church, Mass, and I wasn't there, but later on they told me that the priest said, you know, we have someone in our flock that did this, and, you know, my dad got up and said, you're not going to speak about my daughter that way. And that just shows I had the best parents. They stood behind me, whatever path I took. And my dad lived till he was 90. And my mom, she's still alive at 95. I moved her out here to Beverly Hills. And family is the best. Yeah. And I consider myself a conservative person still. And that's where a lot of people don't understand. They think, okay, if you're a playmate, you're just this rebel and whatever. But no, I'm very conservative with my views and a family and morals and values are my key to my happy life, I believe.
Oh, yes. And you know what? That's why we do the show, because I thought of this series because I want people to know it's not just about the pretty face and the great body and the picture. It is so much more than that. And the women are some of the most amazing women I've ever met. Entrepreneurs, business starters, and great moms. Wonderful, just wonderful women. And now Johnny is seeing this because that is a stereotype that I want people
right.
to know. That is not true.
No, it is so not.
Beautiful. Beautiful women, the female physique is a piece of art, I think. And I love that Hef went to the courts and it's documented that Playboy is not porn. It is art.
Right.
Did you know that?
Yes. Yes, I did. And
that he did
Hefner,
that?
He was wonderful. What he did for sexuality, for women, just even his views on how precious life is and friendship. See, he gave this world so much that I believe as the years go by, we'll reflect back on the impact that he did make in the world.
Oh, for sure. He was ahead of his time in so much, including racism and having blacks on his Playboy After Dark. And one of the ladies, I think Gladys Knight or somebody like that, said it was the first person who ever let her come through. I don't think it was her, but it was a black singer back in the day that he let actually come through the front door. Every other time
right.
she had ever performed, she had to go in through the kitchen.
Right. No, he treated everybody. I never saw him be rude, unkind to anybody. He really, for me, he taught me a lot about life. And very
did you have a conversation with him, or did you have real conversations with him, or was it, what was it like, your relationship with Hef?
We did have many conversations. He would, while I was staying at the mansion, he always would be coming around in early morning. I think he would come down and have a little snack and then go back up and maybe go back to sleep for a while. But we have very intellectual conversations. And he was very inspiring, encouraging to go out after what you want and not to squander your life, your time. And he gave me one of the best opportunities as being a playmate. I've traveled the world. I've been in Japan. I've been in Europe. I've been all over the United States because of Playboy. I have met all different types of people, from the celebrities to people at auto shows, you know, Barbara, how it's so varied. Mm-hmm. And I have that gift because of Hefner. And he saw in me that, as he says, the girl next door. And it's just like you said, Barbara, it wasn't just another pretty face. There's tons of beautiful women. He wanted what was beautiful on the outside, but also beautiful on the inside. And that's what he strives for.
He really did. But do you know that there are many playmates that didn't even do local event. So they loved you for, you know, your business sense, because how you carried yourself was very important, because these events, yes, there was a lot of cocktail parties at all of these things, going, flying to Japan and dealing with that. You
right.
had to know how to deal with
the
that.
Radios,
the radios were not
TV.
Sent everywhere. Did you know that
right.
a lot were not sent anywhere?
Yes, yes, I know. And I was told that they really did appreciate it. At that point, I didn't drink, still don't use any drugs. You know, they really appreciated that. They could count on me. I'm,
mm-hmm.
you know, very responsible. But it benefited me as well from all the contacts. And then it carried on where I was able to have a wonderful modeling career specializing in the lingerie and swimsuit world for another decade. And
oh, yeah.
It was amazing. And I know Playboy helped to jumpstart all of that for me. I was with Elite Models for many years, and it was a great experience.
You're pretty tall. How tall are you?
Yeah. I'm 5'8".
Okay, so you were doing more high fashion work at being with Elite and all that. And didn't your rate skyrocket after you hit the shelves? Once you're a Playboy
definitely.
For commercials, videos. Yes.
Oh, my God.
How much, like, double or triple, right?
And, you know, you get a little cocky back in the day. You're thinking, oh, my God, this much money for the day. And then you get out in the real world after all of that, and you see how hard you work for that kind of money. Really, it was like on a platter. Remember, there was the rate for with your clothes on, then there was a different rate for lingerie, and then a triple rate for the nude photo shoots. And oh my God, you could make bank in a day, you know, enough
oh
to just
God.
Kick back for the month. But me, Miss Little Businesswoman, I'm like, I want as many bookings as possible.
Oh, yeah. And it's not just about the money, too. Didn't you love that? You know, you did a calendar or a poster then you have that, too, for your book to go on your auditions.
Right.
And it's just like you have probably an amazing portfolio. Do you have these images displayed anywhere, like on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter?
You know, right now I do not. I have, unfortunately, they're just all in boxes, but every now and then I pull them out, and I feel that I need to get them out to the world, because anytime that I do post something, I get a lot of feedback, and, you know, it's definitely great memories.
I found that Instagram is really good for that, because it's all about the photos. So every day you could probably for many years to come do one new photo per day and never run out. So you should do that.
Right.
That's what I started doing. I went through the boxes and I started doing that. And, you know, why not display your body of work?
Right. That's true. And intermix it with the... Right, intermix that and then a picture of the house I'm selling and then back from the 80s to another house.
Exactly. So you're not shy of showing that you're a Playboy Playmate to your business contacts, or if somebody in business knows you're a Playmate, that's not hurting you, or are you keeping that separate at all, or it's not an issue?
You know how I view it is I have nothing to hide from anybody. I am who I am. I've lived a long life. Part of my life was being a model and a Playboy Playmate, and I'm proud of that. And if people, I don't announce it to everybody, but if somebody recognizes me or Google searches me and asks me, definitely. I haven't changed my name, nothing. I'm proud of it.
Yes. And we interviewed Brandi Roderick, and she is really into real estate, too. And she's same
amazing.
With her. She's not hiding it. Yes. And but
right?
So it helps, though, because everybody wants a beautiful woman who knows what she's doing to show a house and to do a business deal with. Wouldn't you rather do it with a beautiful, elegant woman or not? I mean, what is the question, you know? I mean, of course,
right.
That would help. That would help you, I would imagine.
It does. It does. You know, real estate, you really, I've spent a lot of time in education and bettering myself with all the legality of real estate, too, because I really am big on protecting my clients and looking out after them. And, you know, it's a relationship that you have with that person. You're helping them with one of the biggest purchases of their life. So they have to be able to count on you as an expert.
That's right. And so where can we find you for that? Tell the listeners if they need a real estate agent, how do they find you quickly?
On my website, which is very easy. It's carmenberg.com.
Okay.
Yes, it has all of
Carmen Carmenberg, B-E-R-G, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, everybody.
And I
write that down.
Yeah, definitely.
What about Facebook?
I'm on Facebook and I'm on Instagram as well. So everybody,
okay.
I'm very easy to be found.
Yes, you are. And we will make sure we connect. And also, this show is going to be on our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube, right after we're finished with it. And so
right.
Everybody can find it there. And then we will connect. We'll put your website on there and everything. So that is great. Johnny always has a couple of questions about the Playboy Mansion. Johnny, do you want to ask her?
Yeah, what is the funniest thing that ever happened to you at the mansion?
Oh, my goodness. The funniest thing. Okay. Pretend it's just the three of us talking. Okay? Nobody else. The funniest thing was at the mansion, in the game room, we have Barbara remember the red room and the blue room?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. There are two bedrooms there, and they have adjoining doors. And my husband and I were in one having fun, and the door opened, and it was the security guard.
It was
the same security guard that met me crying, remember, when I first came to the mansion. And he cracked up. He's like, "Well, Carmen, you've changed." And he just shut the door.
That is hilarious. Oh, my gosh. So they didn't have any secret cameras that we didn't know about because the whole ceiling was a mirror, which was very erotic. You don't think
right.
that they were really watching what we were doing? I hope not. I did one of those on Super Bowl Sunday with my boyfriend.
I hope they were not, but you know, probably they were. You never know.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. Wow, that is amazing. But that's amazing though. Let me tell you, we've interviewed a lot of playmates, and unless they were really involved with him as their girlfriend, not many really had intellectual conversations with Hef. So that's really cool that you had that.
Yes. I feel very blessed for those times, definitely. And I even brought my mom up there, and she had conversations with him, too. So that was pretty funny.
I was going to ask you that, too, because that helps. Oh,
yeah.
Good. Because you know what? That helps when you have a mom who's religious, like mine and yours,
mm-hmm.
that they're a little concerned. They're not concerned
right.
so much about the nudity and as much as like the lifestyle mine was. And then
right.
you bring them up there, they meet Hef, they see the wonderful people up there, and they realize it is a family. And then their mind is at ease. Did that happen with your mom?
Yes, it most definitely did. And, you know, she after that was a lot more comfortable at telling people about me being a playmate and whatnot. But she did say to Hefner, I was like, oh, Mom, you're not the, she says, I don't understand why, because she was the same, they're the same age. And she says, I don't understand why you don't date women your own age.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So I was like,
that's
Mom.
So sweet. What did he say?
I find all women beautiful. You know how Hap always had that little glint to him. And, you know, he takes women in just with his eyes, right?
Oh, yeah. Did you ever do a cover?
I did foreign covers. I'm trying to think. I did,
right.
All like German, all of the different Austria. Remember how we had to shoot for the Japanese one? You had to cover up the bottom.
Yes.
All of the, yeah.
Yes, they
so
didn't
I,
do
I did
bottom
a lot of those. Right.
And
yes,
also
I did
then
all that.
They were so smart because that day when we did the one where we did wear the panty, but then they also covered our top too. So then that became our poster.
Right. Yes. Yes. Very.
And do you have your poster?
Somewhere. I do. Yes.
You got to frame that too. Carmen, take some Playboy time for yourself. Get all your stuff out of the boxes and take a picture of the picture and start posting that stuff. People want to see that.
Well, the funny thing is I did a cover for the Turkish Playboy. And when we were moving, my husband's from Turkey. He was helping with the boxes. And he's like, oh, my God, I remember this. What a small world.
Yeah.
He saw me many years ago, and
no way.
Here we end up being together.
So Playboy, when he met you, he didn't know that was you on that cover.
No.
That's
no,
funny.
He did not.
Yes.
That's cool.
I will do that. I will do that. I'll start doing a little Playboy time.
Yeah.
And I really
you gotta make
thank
the time.
You guys. For
you're welcome.
Bringing back all the wonderful Playboy memories that we've had and shared.
Do you still have like a Playboy playmate, like close girlfriend that over the years that you're still like, that's your best friend, or are they just mostly acquaintances?
I've had a lot of really close friendships with playmates, but you know how life is. We change, we move, and you get so caught up with your life and work and family, it's really hard to have a lot of extra time for, it's not like we did back in the day where we could go out as much.
Right. Yes. And if I wasn't roommates with Elke, like we were apartment roommates in our own apartment because I was looking for a roommate when I first moved there. I had my own apartment for a year, but that was before I got all my catalog jobs, like, you know, my Fredericks, like I was used all the time. And you know, living in Beverly Hills is expensive. So I was looking for a roommate, and she told Playboy she was looking for one. They connected us, and then just living together for 1 year, that was a bond that we really created. But if I didn't have that, you know, I don't know who else would have really been, you know, a real connection for me. But I always like to ask because it's kind of fun to know. So
right.
Cool.
Well, it's fun. You know, you do shows with girls and you travel with them and you get close to them. And, you know, definitely you see, you haven't seen someone for maybe 10 years and you run into them, you know, Shannon Tweed and different people. You see them on the street. It's like, oh, my God, it just seems like yesterday, right? Devin and.
It really
all the
does.
Girls.
And Devin, DeVasquez, we interviewed her too. It really does always seem like yesterday. It really does. So
right.
Another mm-hmm. playmate down who says their Playboy experience was so positive, and I love hearing that. And it was such a fun story. It was fun to hear your story and how it all happened. And congratulations, because, hey, we're part of a sorority, and it's not very big.
No, it isn't. People don't, when think about it, only 12 women a year are chosen to be a playmate.
And I did some calculations. There's actually more Navy SEALs than there are playmates.
Really?
Wow.
Oh.
How many playmates are there, Johnny? Do you know?
Well, I don't know how many there are. I mean, I know they use one new every month, but I know that. But what I'm trying to say is that, you know, you're more likely to see a Navy SEAL, a real Navy SEAL, than you're going to meet somebody who is a playmate.
Yes, and unfortunately, God has taken a few of us already, so there's even
one left. One in your year, I see.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sherry.
So,
Sherry.
Yes.
Sherry Knopsky, right?
Right. A sweetheart, definitely.
So sweet.
So
I met her at GlamourCon.
Yes. We have to keep the sorority going and, you know, really cherish it and cherish each other.
Johnny and I are trying to get as many from the 50s that we can because, hey, Father Time, they're in their 80s and 90s, and so we want to get them before they pass because their stories are going to be so interesting. So that's what we're trying to do. But I personally love to talk to the 70s and the 80s and, you know, because that's before me. And even though it's just a few years different, you, 87 and mine, 92, a lot changed. When I came up, it was married with two little kids right there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely.
Wow. And so did you know that in my year, 92, there have been 3 playmates that have passed away?
Oh, my goodness. See, that's why. And it's really becoming iconic, the world of Playboy. Like, so I really appreciate what you both are doing with all of the playmates. And I'm sure all of the people out there listening, too, really enjoy hearing everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much, Carmen. This
sure.
is our hour.
Do a shout
thank
out
for
you.
Carmen Bird, Miss July 1987. Go to Facebook. Follow her. Go to Instagram and Twitter and follow her. And if you want your house sold, if you want to buy a new house, she's at the company that is the top number one company. So, hey, there she is.
Find
Reach
her.
Out. It's easy. Reach out. Find her. It's easy to find her and get connected and let her take care of all of your real estate needs because she's booming. And wonderful, as you can see, to deal with. So thank you so much, Carmen, for coming on. You were
absolutely
amazing. Yes. We love you.
And kisses to you both. All right.
Thank
off.
You.
I can't wait to see you after coronavirus is over. I can't wait to get together again.
We will. We'll go to the Polo Lounge and have souffle. Right?
Yep, like we used to.
Well, okay.
Good night, Carmen.
Take care,
good night,
guys.
Barbara.
Good night. Bye.
Good night, Johnny. Good night, Carmen. Good night.